שלום וברוכים הבאים. Hello and welcome to www.learnhebrewpod.com. Welcome to lesson 4 of the first conversational Hebrew course by podcasts. My name is Jonathan and I am your host for this program. For the last 3 years, I have been teaching Hebrew in New York and New Jersey, and I'm excited to share my knowledge and technique with you on this podcast program. As always, I would like to mention that aside from the use of the podcasts, we have other interactive and beneficial techniques provided on our website. Please check them all at www.learnhebrewpod.com and don't forget to write us with some feedback, opinions, stories of your personal experience and suggestions you may have for future lessons. We welcome you to join us through the journey of acquiring this amazing and special language. Let us start our first lesson. As on the previous ones, I will be assisted by my friends and colleagues, Liat and Eran. Shalom Eran, ma shlomcha?
Metsuyan. Metsuyan meaning excellent, remember? Ma shlomcha, Yonatan?
Nehedar, toda. Liat, ma shlomech?
Lo ra bichlal, meaning not bad at all. And very happy to be here again.
Toda, Liat ve'Eran. Today, we will have a very rich, interesting, and important dialogue. We will learn the Hebrew words for different nationalities and languages, and also how to ask a question in Hebrew.
Nachon, Yonatan. Nachon, that's right. Nachon.
Okay, so let's start as usual by listening to the dialogue 3 times. The first time, just in Hebrew.
Eran, ata Israeli?
Ken, ani Israeli. At Israelit?
לא, אני צרפתייה.
את מדברת צרפתית?
כן, אני מדברת צרפתית ועברית. ואתה?
אני מדבר עברית ואנגלית.
תודה ליאת ואירן. Let us listen to the dialogue once more with the English translation of the sentences.
אירן, אתה ישראלי?
אירן, are you Israeli?
כן, אני ישראלי. את ישראלית?
Yes, I am Israeli. Are you Israeli?
לא, אני צרפתייה.
No, I am French.
את מדברת צרפתית?
Do you speak French?
כן, אני מדברת צרפתית ועברית. ואתה?
Yes, I speak French and Hebrew. And you?
אני מדבר עברית ואנגלית.
I speak Hebrew and English. Let's listen to the dialogue once more at a slower pace.
אירן, אתה ישראלי?
אירן, are you Israeli?
כן, אני ישראלי. את ישראלית?
Yes, I am Israeli. Are you Israeli?
לא, אני צרפתייה.
No, I'm French.
את מדברת צרפתית?
Do you speak French?
כן, אני מדברת צרפתית ועברית. ואתה?
Yes, I speak French and Hebrew. And you?
אני מדבר עברית ואנגלית.
I speak Hebrew and English. תודה ליאת ואירן. Conversations such as these are very handy, as Israel has many visitors from around the world. Now, let's review the new words individually.
אני. אני, which is a word we know already, is
I or I am.
אתה, אתה.
You or you are when talking to a male.
את. את.
You or you are when talking to a female.
מדבר. מדבר.
Speak when referring to a male.
מדברת. מדברת.
Speak when referring to a female.
כן. כן.
Yes.
לא. לא.
No.
ישראלי. ישראלי.
Israeli when referring to a male.
ישראלית. ישראלית.
Israeli when referring to a female.
צרפתי. צרפתי.
French, as in he is French when referring to a male.
צרפתיה. צרפתיה.
French, as in she is French when referring to a female.
עברית. עברית.
The Hebrew language.
צרפתית. צרפתית.
The French language.
אנגלית. אנגלית.
The English language.
Enjoying these lessons? You can unlock the full Learn Hebrew Pod experience by subscribing right here on Apple Podcasts. As a premium subscriber, you'll get access to all 210 episodes, including parts B and C, with native speaker dialogue, grammar support, and guided practice to help you speak Hebrew with confidence. There's a 7-day free trial, so you can try it out and keep learning at your own pace. And if you are listening on your iPhone, check out our Learn Hebrew Pod app in the App Store. It includes transcripts, grammar and vocabulary interactive presentations, a Hebrew reading course, a Jewish prayers course, and more. Let's go back for a second to review things we studied in lesson number 3. As we have learned on that lesson, in modern Hebrew, we do not use the to be verb. Instead of saying I am a student, we literally just say I a student. The proper translation, ani student, into English uses of course the to be verb, so it is I am a student. In today's dialogue, we have the same thing. When saying ani Israeli, Eran is saying I am Israeli. Liat says ani Tzarfatiya, meaning I am French. The same goes for other pronouns. When talking to a male, ata is you or you are. אתה ישראלי, you are Israeli. When talking to a female, את is you or you are. את ישראלית, you are Israeli. ערן, would you please repeat the masculine form?
אני ישראלי. I am Israeli. אתה ישראלי. You are Israeli.
And ליאת, would you please repeat the feminine form?
אני ישראלית. I am Israeli. את ישראלית. You are Israeli.
The fact that we don't use the to be verb in Hebrew will also affect the way we ask a question in Hebrew. In English we say you are Israeli or you are French. When asking a question, we just replace the order of the to be verb with the pronoun. Are you Israeli? Are you French? Listen to the way Liat tells Eran, you are Israeli, and then how would she ask him, are you Israeli?
אתה ישראלי. אתה ישראלי? אתה ישראלי?
Exactly. They are the same. The only difference is the intonation of the voice, which is used when asking a question. אתה ישראלי. אתה ישראלי? Now, Eran, please tell Liat you are Israeli. Then please ask her, are you Israeli?
את ישראלית. את ישראלית? את ישראלית?
Let's do the same by using another nationality. Let's say French. French in Hebrew is צרפתי when talking to a male and צרפתיה when talking to a female.
אתה צרפתי. אתה צרפתי?
את צרפתיה. את צרפתיה?
Good. Now let's use another word from the dialogue and combine it with what we've just learned. When we went through our new vocabulary, we learned that מדבר is speak for a male. מדברת is speak for a female. Let's use this verb for making a statement or asking a question.
ליאת, you speak Hebrew. ליאת, את מדברת עברית. ליאת, do you speak Hebrew? ליאת, את מדברת עברית? את מדברת עברית. את מדברת עברית?
ערן, you speak English. ערן, אתה מדבר אנגלית. ערן, do you speak English? ערן, אתה מדבר אנגלית? אתה מדבר אנגלית. אתה מדבר אנגלית?
תודה ערן וליאת. That was very useful because I just learned something new. Not just that in Hebrew we don't use the to be verb, we actually don't use the to do verb as well. That is to say, no helping verbs at all. Do you speak Hebrew? Will be said exactly like in English. We just need to remember to remove the word do, and translating it literally as you speak Hebrew, אתה מדבר עברית, or when asking a woman, you speak French, את מדברת צרפתית. Let's go back to our dialogue and listen to it once more with the translation.
ערן, אתה ישראלי?
ערן, are you Israeli?
כן. אני ישראלי. את ישראלית?
Yes, I am Israeli. Are you Israeli?
לא, אני צרפתיה.
No, I am French.
את מדברת צרפתית?
Do you speak French?
כן, אני מדברת צרפתית ועברית. ואתה?
Yes, I speak French and Hebrew. And you?
אני מדבר עברית ואנגלית.
I speak Hebrew and English. And now let's go back to our routine training with Iran and Liat. They will read each sentence of the dialogue twice, giving you enough time to repeat it.
Iran, אתה ישראלי? ערן, אתה ישראלי?
כן, אני ישראלי. את ישראלית? כן, אני ישראלי. את ישראלית?
לא, אני צרפתיה. לא, אני צרפתיה.
את מדברת צרפתית? את מדברת צרפתית?
כן, אני מדברת צרפתית ועברית. ואתה? כן, אני מדברת צרפתית ועברית. ואתה?
אני מדבר עברית ואנגלית. אני מדבר עברית ואנגלית.
תודה ליאת וערן, ותודה לכם, סטודנטים יקרים. Thank you, dear students. When you feel you are familiar with the vocabulary and grammar taught on this lesson, please listen to podcast 4B. There you will find more nationality and language vocabulary, as well as additional and useful grammar. All of that on our website www.learnhebrewpod.com. להתראות, יום נפלא.
שלום, להתראות.